it's his best of all. Starring tonight in person, Steve Allen with Edie Gourmet, Steve Lawrence, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. The National Broadcasting Company presents Best of All, a series of programs inspired each week by an outstanding composer or performer in the entertainment field. This evening is a rather unusual one for Best of All because it's the first time we've saluted a television star. It's entirely possible that you may not have heard of it, but there exists in this country today an entirely new race of people. And they all have one thing in common. They're sleepy. And the reason is they've probably tuned in to NBC's television show called Tonight. Now, Tonight is an offbeat kind of television show, to say the least. And the man who sets the pace and oversees things in general is a quick-witted, easygoing young fellow named Steve Allen. Two other very likable and talented young people named Edie Gourmet and Steve Lawrence do some very pleasant singing. And the musical end of the program is taken care of by our own Skitch Henderson. We'll hear from all these nice people as time goes on, but first we're going to hear Skitch Henderson and the orchestra in a Spanish dance, Cuevas Gitanas. Now, let's meet the star of tonight, Steve Allen.
Yeah.
I just want to make you feel at home, Steve. Welcome to Best of All, and just in case there's anybody in our audience who doesn't know what tonight is, how about telling us?
Well, nobody really knows for sure, Ken. It's on television, and it goes on at 11:30 every night, Eastern Standard Time. We go off at 1, and in between we talk to people and play a little music and have fun.
And Google birds, too.
Sure.
Steve, how'd you happen to get started in this business?
Well, I had a very good start, Ken. My mother was a woman, and my father was a man, and I was born, and I grew up.
Most people do.
And as far as comedy's concerned, I started that in Hollywood about 10 years ago, and when they got tired of me, I came to New York, and we hung out the Tonight Shingle last September, and business has been pretty good ever since.
The best. Steve, one of the things that I've enjoyed personally most about your show is that I never know what's going to happen next, literally.
Well, that's because I don't. From there on in, it's, you know, every man for himself. But we get a bang out of it. I'll never forget the night we were doing the show when Dale Remington, our right-hand man, came over and he said, "There's a camel outside. What should I do with him?"
What did you do?
Well, I never found out what he did with him, but the camel never got inside because he didn't have a fire permit or something. I don't know about the situation over there. But we have people on the show like Sword Swallowers and Pearl Bailey and Snake Charmers and Carl Sandburg, Zsa Zsa Gabor. And, oh, anybody's liable to turn up.
And everybody, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we have our real fine regular people like Edie Gourmain, Steve Lawrence, Gene Rayburn, Andy Williams, and very excited about all of them. Why don't you listen to Edie now, huh?
We'd certainly like to.
Okay, Edie, you're on.
If I make you cry at times, if I tell a lie at times, it's my first romance. Give a fool a chance. If your poor heart aches, my love, when I make mistakes, my love, try to understand. Give a fool a hand. I don't mean to hurt you or break the heart you gave. It's just that love is new to me, and I don't know how to behave. You can write what's wrong with me if you'll string along with me. Don't end our romance. Give a fool a chance. I don't mean to hurt you or break the heart you gave. It's just that love is new to me, and I don't know how to behave. You can write what's wrong with me if you string along with me. Don't end our romance. Please give a fool a chance.
Lovely Edie Gourmet singing "Give a Fool a Chance." Now it's time to meet another member of Steve Allen's show tonight, known to radio audiences through his records and broadcast appearances. He's the dream that all the girls wish the Sandman would bring them. Here is Steve Lawrence singing Stardust.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie. And I am once again with you, when our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, my heart, it will remain my stardust melody. Memory of love's refrain.
You are listening to Best of All, which this evening salutes one of television's most popular shows, Tonight. Our guests are tonight's host in person, Steve Allen, vocalist Edie Gourmet, and Steve Lawrence and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. Best of All will continue after a pause for station identification. One of the greatest crises faced by our nation at this moment lies right here at home in our school systems. Within the next 7 years, 10 million of additional children will crowd our elementary schools unless communities begin today to prepare for this increased enrollment. Our children and our nation will suffer. So join and work with local civic groups and school boards actively seeking to improve educational conditions. Better schools mean better communities. Stay tuned now for more music on Best of All over most NBC radio stations. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All. Tonight's program salutes the popular young television entertainer Steve Allen and the program which he masterminds on NBC television called Tonight. Along with Steve Allen, our guests are Edie Gourmet, Steve Lawrence, and Skitch Henderson in the orchestra. We begin part two with Skitch and the boys playing Morton Gould's Pavane. Now we welcome again the star of tonight, Steve Allen. Steve, you're a man of many talents. Let's see, you're a writer, actor, songwriter, a humorist, and so help me, a musician.
Thank you.
When you were a boy, Steve, was it your ambition to be any of these things?
Well, yes, Ken. I've always wanted to write. That was my original ambition, but I seem to have kind of stumbled into radio and television, where I guess it's less of a strain on the brain cells. And I'm having kind of an easy time of it now. But I envision a day somewhere in the future when I can quit and just write books and make my living on what comes in from songwriting.
Well, Steve, I've read your new book, Bop Fables, by the way, published by Simon & Schuster, so that I know writing plays a very large part in your scheme of things. But, Steve, we hope before you do retire, you'll record as many as you can of your memorable sessions at the piano, too. We're delighted tonight that you're going to play for us two selections from your most recent Carl album, Music for Tonight. First, we're going to hear Imagination. His second number from his choral album, Music for Tonight, Steve Allen plays Irving Berlin's For the Very First Time.
Thank you.
Steve Allen at the piano. Almost anything can happen on a television show tonight, and it usually does, believe me. For instance, nobody is surprised if the theme for the evening is modern music, or if one of the guests arrives carrying a kinkajou on his shoulder, or if suddenly the studio backstage door is open, and Steve Allen has the camera focused on whoever happens to pass by on 44th Street, and believe me, some buttes turn up. One thing, however, is dependable, reliable, and a pleasure forever. The moment in the show when the cameras are focused on a wasp-waisted and very accomplished young lady named Edie Gourmet. Edie had her own program on the Voice of America, which she conducted entirely in Spanish. And one of the numbers she wowed the international audience with is her very next selection, Night of Heaven. Edie?
Forget the night that we met. 1,000 guitars were playing and stars above were saying, love's in the air and my heart was saying. I thought I'd resist you but finally kissed you, and I heard my heart say surrender. Then with a sigh so tender, we said goodbye to that night of splendor. One little kiss brought such heavenly bliss, and my life was so complete again. Ay, 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 that night of heaven is still in my heart, though we've drifted apart, but someday I know we'll meet again. I'll never forget you the night that I met you. 1,000 guitars were playing and stars above were saying, love's in the air. Goodbye to that night of splendor. I, that night of heaven, when one little kiss brought such heavenly bliss, and my life was so complete again. I, that night of heaven, is still in my heart, though we've drifted apart. But someday I'll meet you, and then I will greet you. Ay, hombre, ¿por qué te fuiste? Oh, baby, why did you go away from me? I love you, te quiero.
Edie Gourmet singing a slow little ballad there. One of the people making a sizable contribution toward the popularity of the Tonight Show is no stranger to our own Best of All audience. I'm referring, of course, to our music director, Skitch Henderson, who serves in the same capacity on Tonight 5 nights a week.
Thank you, Kenneth.
Skitch is one of those happy people who moves with ease from serious to popular music, whether he serves as conductor, interpreter, or composer. Now, Skitch, it's no secret that your wife, Faye Emerson, is one of the loveliest women in the country, and I might add, if not the, maybe I better not add that.
You read
She's
that
listening.
Very straight, Kenneth.
She's listening.
Obviously, I think any gentleman would think his wife was the most beautiful. I happen to be prejudiced in my case. As a matter of fact, inasmuch as we're doing a potpourri of the Tonight Show, I'd like to do a melody that was written for Faye for her television series, Wonderful Town, some years ago on another network. She's one of the older people in television.
Oh, we'll hear about that. We're going to hear about that. Sketch? You're not going to get away as easy as all that. Isn't the title of that Phasey?
Yes,
and you wrote it.
Didn't I say
no,
the title?
You didn't. You were in such a hurry to make that one remark,
well,
you left us without the title.
She is one of the... No, I better...
And listen, while you're here, incidentally, we've got a minute. If I'm not mistaken, aren't you going to conduct in Minneapolis, the Minneapolis Symphony?
Bless you for mentioning
this. Am I right?
Yes. This coming Sunday, I'll be in Minneapolis conducting the Minneapolis Symphony. I'm actually sharing the concert with their permanent conductor, Antoine Durati.
It's this Sunday night.
This coming Sunday afternoon. I think the concert is in 4 o'clock, and it's in the auditorium in St. Paul, I believe. I think, in fact, I'm sure it is. I know the auditorium
the
because
auditorium
I got a very
St.
scathing wire from some women in St. Paul saying, you don't know where you're going.
Well, anyway, we've always known that, but even so, you're going to be there like Sunday.
Thank you. It's the Minneapolis Symphony.
Minneapolis
Symphony. It's coming Sunday afternoon.
To all our radio audience out there in Minneapolis and St. Paul, be sure to hear his sketch next Sunday afternoon. Now, one of the highlights of any evening you turn the television dial to tonight is when an easygoing, relaxed, good-looking young man named Steve Lawrence saunters over to the camera, looks up with a rather shy, choir-boyish grin, and promptly proceeds to break a song down into its component parts. Here is Steve's version of Ebb Tide.
Rushes in, lands a kiss on the shore, then rows out to sea, and the sea is very still once more. So I rush to your side like the oncoming tide with one burning thought. Will your arms open wide? At last we're face to face, and as we kiss through an embrace, to face, and as we kiss through an embrace, I can tell sun. Like the tide at its ebb, I'm at peace in the web of your eyes.
Steve Lawrence singing Ebb Tide. One of the pleasant surprises that tonight is constantly coming up with is that you never know where it'll originate next. Usually it's here at the Hudson Theater in New York, but one night you tune in and the show's coming from Dayton, Ohio. The next night they're in Miami, Florida. Steve Allen, where might we next expect to hear from you?
Well, Ken, we'll be in Cleveland on the 4th of May, and after that we're going out for about a 2.5-month visit to Hollywood.
Incidentally, yes. I heard you mention one night last week, I think, that when Benet Venuta was on the program, she was going off, you casually said, well, we'll see you out in Hollywood this summer. What's the story on that, Steve?
Well, I told Benet that because we're going to do the Benet Goodman story. the Benny Goodman story. The Benet Venuta story comes up later. And I'm going to play the part of Benny. I don't know which part I'm playing. Probably the top part or something. The part that plays the clarinet.
Well, you going to make the movie out there then this summer?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the show will be moving out there with you?
That's right. That's the way we have to do it. Couldn't think of any
other. Stay on, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's very nice, Steve, and thanks very much. If you'll haul out your trumpet or your drums or piano or guitar or Goo Goo Birds or whatever instrument you happen to have handy, how about joining Skitch Henderson and the orchestra in their version of the Carioca? Skitch Henderson in the orchestra playing Carioca. Well, Steve Allen, we're delighted that you and your whole tonight cast could, or part of your tonight cast could, drop by tonight.
Well, thanks very much, Ken. I'd like to thank Best of All for having us here. And Skitch, Ken didn't tell me which instrument to pick up. I'm sorry I came in too soon on the fiddle there. Well, I really enjoyed it. It was a nice try, and I know it's been a pleasure for Edie, Steve, and Skitch and everybody.
Well, thanks, Steve, and do come back again. Tonight, every night, television, NBC, Monday through Friday, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time to 1 a.m. Take it away, Skitch. You've been listening to Best of All, which has saluted Steve Allen, the star of NBC's television show Tonight, with Edie Gourmet, Steve Lawrence, and Skitch Anderson in the orchestra. Until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to join us again for Best of All. This is an NBC radio production directed by George Boutsart. This evening, Victoria de Los Angeles joins the Telephone Hour on the NBC Radio Network.